Usually, a lot of the tshuva svarim tend to usually go into it right off the bat. Usually says, do tshuva, here's how you do it, don't get angry, don't lie, don't say lashon hara. In the meantime, the Rabbeinu Yonah goes in a completely different direction. Before we even get into the idea of doing tshuva, he says that we should basically thank Hashem for the fact that we even could do tshuva. He thinks that maybe the thank you Hashem stickers that people have on their laptops, on their cars and everything like that should have in parentheses for tshuva. Thank you Hashem for tshuva. And we're going to read it inside to see where he's trying to get at. Maybe he's trying to build a foundation for us to be able to appreciate doing tshuva more instead of treating it like a task, treating it more like a positive action that we could be doing every day. So it begins, Min HaTovos Asher Heitiv Hashem Yisbarach Im Beru'av, from the good that Hashem granted for his people, the Jewish people, Ki Heichin Lahem Haderek La'alos Mitoch Pachas Ma'aseihem, because he prepared us a path to be able to get out of the pit, to be able to get out of our rock bottom lives that we might have created for ourselves due to our actions, Velanus Mipach Pish'ehem, and to be able to escape the trap of being negligent, Lakso Nafsha Mini Shachas Ulahashi Me'aleim Apo, and he allows us to basically save our lives. He's helping us save our lives from destruction, and also in the process, he's turning away himself from getting angry at us for when we do things that are wrong. V'limdam v'izhiram lashuvei lav ki yechet'u lo. And Hashem teaches us and urges us to be able to go and step up to make sure that we return or to do tshuva from our mistakes that we did. L'rov tuva v'yashru ki hu yada yitzram. And really, this is coming from the absolute most kind part of Hashem. He doesn't have to do this for us. Shne'amar, as it says, Tov yashar Hashem al kain yorech hatayim baderech, that Hashem is good and upright, and he allows those who are sinning, even though I'm not the biggest fan of the word sinning, my Rebbe, Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg, likes to use the word mistakes. That's people are making mistakes, and he helps those people who make mistakes to go onto the right path. So it seems like, based off of the Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva, that we should kind of backtrack of what we usually think about when it comes to tshuva. Usually we kind of think a bit about it as a given. It's part of our life. This is, of course, something that we have. But really, the idea of tshuva is not something that we should be taking for granted. In fact, Rashi says towards the beginning of Sefer Bereishis that when Hashem created the world, what did he create the world in? He created it in the world of din. He wanted injustice and judgment. That if someone were to go and do something wrong, realistically, what would happen? They would become the dust of the earth. And not the way that Avraham Avinu was told that we would be like the dust of the earth. Unfortunately, in a worse way. But we are given the opportunity of rachamim. Hashem changed the world from din to rachamim when he realized, from compassion, that we were not capable necessarily of just being able to be perfect all the time. We needed that opportunity to be able to turn around, to make that U-turn. The Gra, the Vilna Gaon, says that when Hashem wakes us up in the morning, it means that we have still something to work on. We still have something to essentially be able to do, to be able to do tshuva for. And I think it's interesting because what's the first thing that we do when we wake up in the morning? We say, Mode ani lefanecha. We're basically acknowledging that Hashem gave us this opportunity once again to be able to do tshuva. And we're thanking Hashem, we're acknowledging Him that He's giving us this opportunity to do so. And with that, it kind of creates a different twist to what tshuva is. Tshuva tends to feel like a task. We made a mistake, we did something wrong, we lied, we got angry, we said lashon hara, whatever it might be. And it might feel like this is just a task that we have to do because of a mistake that we made previously. Now, it's more of a positive outlook towards tshuva. Now we could see it as something that is incredible, as something that we're so happy for, because realistically, the world wasn't even supposed to be created in this way that we were able to make that U-turn. But now Hashem is giving us that opportunity. We wake up with that smile and we're ready to go to be able to change ourselves for the better. So we continue in the Shari Tshuva, Vim Hirbu Livshoa Velimro to Begid Bogdim Begado, that people could get very negligent. People could start to get very rebellious and do really, really bad things. And lo sagar ba'adam dalte tshuva. And still, Hashem does not close the door for them to do tshuva. Even if you hit rock bottom, you're still able to go and do tshuva. Shneamar, Shuvu le'asher hemiku sara. Because it says that Hashem returns us and he helps those who stray from the path to be able to go back onto the path. V'ne'amar shuvu banim shovim erpa meshuvosechem. That's the pasuk in Yirmiyahu that says that that he returns the rebellious sons and he gets them back also, the rebellious sons, onto the right path. Again, reiterating this point that realistically, these people who are hitting rock bottom should get the ultimate punishment, the worst of the worst. And yet Hashem still gives them the opportunity to do tshuva. I think Rabbi Klinger was actually touching on a point yesterday in Hilchos Tshuva from the Rambam that what are we supposed to be doing when it comes to tshuva? We should continually be working on tshuva. Because the more and more you work on tshuva, it kind of becomes a habit. It becomes part of our system. And I kind of saw this also on the other side, that if we start to not work on tshuva, we start to kind of get, you know, a little bit passive, a little bit more blind with our actions, we start to see that we fall into bad habits that are very hard to turn around. So when I was reading this, of shuvu l'asher hemiku sara, that Hashem allows us to return, I was kind of looking at it in a different way where yes, Hashem gives us that opportunity, but nonetheless, we should be able to understand that this isn't necessarily going to be the easiest thing to turn around. It's going to be hard work and dedication into doing this tshuva. But Baruch Hashem, that we have the opportunity to do tshuva. There's a mashal that the Chafetz Chaim gives of a man who was told, if you go down this muddy path, you're going to be able to find this golden, this chest of gold at the end of it, this treasure chest of gold at the end of it, and you're going to live the best life ever. So this guy is like, obviously I'm going to go for this golden chest. I don't need the S&P 500 anymore. I'm just going to go and grab this, and I'm going to be good for life. So he goes, and he's going further and further in. He's getting more and more deep in. And this person is yelling at this point, saying, keep on going, I'm telling you, the treasure chest is at the end of it. Finally, he reaches a point where he realizes, there's no treasure chest, there's nothing here. And he tries to turn around, but it's very difficult for him at this point. He's waist deep. And it's even though, yes, of course, he could go and turn around, there's all that opportunity, but it's very difficult to be able to make that change. One of my students, when I was in Frisch this past year, I was in the Frisch Kollel. If you want to know what that is, that's a whole other, I only have now 2 minutes. So I'll tell you that also on Shabbos of what the Frisch Kollel is all about. It's really awesome. But I was learning in these small chaburas with different students, and someone didn't use the word habits when it comes to habits. What did they call it? The human algorithm. The human algorithm. Because the way they looked at it is the same way that when they go on TikTok and they go on YouTube Shorts and they go on Instagram or whatever else it is, that YouTube and all these different social media websites are paying attention to what you're watching. If you watch a video twice, three times, if you're watching, if you skip over something very quickly, they're paying attention to what you're doing. So then they could produce more material of that sort, so then you're gonna stay on it for longer. They're tracking your habits, they're tracking the algorithm, is tracking what you do. So too, the human, whenever we're going and doing something, if we do something over and over and over again, our algorithm kind of makes it that we end up doing that over and over again, and it's hard to switch around. We have to actively change ourselves to be able to change our algorithm. We have to actively search for something on YouTube, on TikTok, on Instagram, to be able to go and change ourselves. And I think for us to be able to see what the Rabbeinu Yonah is trying to get at is that, yes, we could be knee deep, we could be waist deep in our process to be able to change ourselves. And it could be difficult. It could be that our algorithm of how we act and what we do is not necessarily how we hope to be. But nonetheless, if we put in that active thought to be able to change ourselves, we're going to see slowly but surely, a little bit by little bit, ma'at ma'at, we're going to see that change. So what the Rabbeinu Yonah essentially was doing in Shari Tshuva in the very beginning is first giving us a little bit of a glimpse of how incredible it is that we get to do tshuva, and then also giving us a little bit of an understanding that it's not going to be necessarily the easiest process, but we're so grateful for being able to do so. And Meretz Hashem, next week when we're talking Shari Tshuva once again, we're going to see different psukim that come up that talk about how Hashem installed tshuva into our system within the psukim. And then on top of that, be able to see that even when we are not necessarily able to even do it ourselves, we're not just, you know, waist deep or shoulders deep in the mud, Hashem is still going to be there as long as we put in the effort, as long as we put in the actions necessary to pull us out even when it seems like it's physically impossible to be able to do so. Thank you so much for joining.